The word says, "Word as much as two or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst."
Mawa kuni na kuli pa mene awiri kabena tata songela pa mozi mudzina langa inenya kala pomwepo.
Hallelujah. Amen. I feel very much at home in this humble setting.
Inenya mbabu inobwino kwambiri mmalo ano.
I feel like God's going to bless us today.
Ndikondi kumvelela kuti Mulungu atidalisa pano.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for all the children back here. A good number.
Ndikutomoza chifukwa cha ana kwambena rubo kulukirako.
Jesus blessed the little children.
Mulungu Yesu anawadalisa ana.
And I thank God for the little children.
Ndikutomoza chifukwa cha ana amene.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the little children a good hand.
Amen.
So I thank God for the little one. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 So and I thank God for you. We're all one in Christ, aren't we?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm reading today from the Word of God.
And when that is wrong, you get a mawa mungu.
From the 17th chapter,
chapter 17
of the book of Acts.
A jabu kula majiki we.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. 17th chapter of the book of Acts. Let's pray before we read. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness and mercy upon us. For keeping us safe these many, many miles. And for blessing the people that have gathered together here, Lord. Lord, we believe that they're your children. As you blessed the little children when you were here in the flesh, Lord, we all come to you as little children, looking to you, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we're gathered together in your name here to offer praise and thanksgiving unto thee and to read thy words. I pray for your anointing on us to speak your word and your anointing on each one to receive it. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I'm reading verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotion, I found an altar with this inscription: to the unknown God, to whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you.
Pamodipopita ndikuona zinthu zimene muzipembedza ndipezanso guwa la nsembe lolembedwa kotere kwa mulungu osadziwika chimene muchipembedza osachidziwa chimenecho ndichilalikira kwa inu.
God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands.
Mulungu amene analenga dziko lapansi ndi zonse zili momwemo, iyeyo ndiye mwini kumwamba ndi dziko lapansi, sakhala nyumba zakachisi zomangidwa ndi manja.
Neither is worship with man's hand as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things.
Satumikidwa ndi manja anthu monga wonse wakanthu, popeza iye mwini wonse moyo za mpweya ndi zinthu zonse.
That they should seek the Lord, if haply they steal after him and find him, though he be not far from us all.
Ndipo ndi mmodzi analenga mitundu yonse anthu kuti akakhale bonse pamphope ya dziko lapansi, atapangiratu nyengo zawo ndi malekezero akukhala kwawo.
For in him we live, move, and have our being, as certain also of your poet on poet has said, for we are his offspring.
Kuti akafune fune Mulungu kapena kamfufuze ndi kufuza ngakhale
sakhala kwatali kuyese wa ife. Hallelujah. All right, we'll continue here. As we're offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think the Godhead is like unto gold, silver, or stone, raven, and men divine. And in the times of this kingdom, God winks at it. Now commanded all men everywhere to repent. Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has saved him unto this.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. As we read the word in your hearing today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is true. And we read about Paul going into an area to bring the true word of God. And we read where God once winked at our ignorance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he says, now he commands all men to repent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we're seeing that God has given us the true word of God. Hallelujah. He said the days of being ignorant of the word is over.
Ndiamuna kuti nthawi yokhala ndi umbuli kusadziwa mwa Mulungu yatha.
Amen.
In another place, Paul said to you, this word of salvation is sin.
Atsopano mau awa achipulumutso apelekedwa.
So I want to take a thought today. God is sending salvation your way.
Ufuna ndikatenge phunziro ili lonena kuti Mulungu akupeleka chipulumutso kwa inu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now when God sends salvation our way,
Tsopano pamene Mulungu apeleka chipulumutso,
it's left up to him and him alone to show the way.
Tsopano zonsezo zili kwa iye ndiye amene wagwira ntchito imeneyo kuipeleka kwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Believe it.
Yanga amene akhulupira
zonse. Amen. In the Bible, days one asked him, said, Lord, who is the way? Where is the way?
Bible panali wina amene anafunsa kuti tioneseleni njira. Njira iyo ili kuti.
He said, I am the way.
And
he is still the way today.
Amen.
As Paul went to the land, he found different religions. And he called it different superstitions. As we begin to look at the word of God in the light of this religious world, and we begin to hear different ones speak, we can only come to the same conclusion Paul did. That this religious world is altogether too superstitious. And the Word of God says God allowed us to be this way for a time. He winked at our ignorance.
He
winked at our ignorance. He overlooked our ignorance of the true plan of salvation. Hallelujah, but then he says, but now. Everybody say, but now.
Now.
All right, but now he says it's different.
Amen.
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 God has given us a word. And Paul said to you, this word of salvation is sin.
In
Ephesians chapter 1, Paul spoke of the word of your salvation.
Mau achipulumutso chanu.
When we talk about salvation, we talk about total deliverance.
Zobana pamene tukamba za chipulumutso tukunena za kuomboledwa kwa thunthu.
We talk about deliverance from sin.
Tukamba za kuomboledwa ku chimo.
That's first and foremost.
Ndicho yambililacho nde chimenecho.
Hallelujah, but then deliverance from superstition we've been raised up in.
Zobana pamene tuomboledwa kutoka ku mafano nde kuti tadzutsidwa sopano.
Amen.
And the thing about God stops blaming us to a certain point.
Koma bobo ngandiyoni sikuti kapena akutitsutsa ife.
Now when a certain time comes and God does a certain thing, he says the days of ignorance are over with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So he sent us salvation. Amen.
Amen.
He sent us deliverance. Now in this third day we're living in, God sent a prophet to this earth. Amen.
Amen.
And that prophet called us out of denominational religion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. One of the things he preached was to come out of her, my people.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now we have come out.
Amen.
And we have come out Amen.
Amen.
But it's one thing to come out, it's another thing to go in.
So far, no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've come out of her, now we got to go into him. He said the time of darkness has passed. And you are the children of light. Amen.
Amen.
We can have an excuse for stumbling and falling at night. Because it's dark and we can't see the way. Hallelujah. But when the sun rises. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the sun has rose in our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
And the light of God's word has shined down upon us in such a bright way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He has sent and called us out of denomination. But it's sad to say many people that followed Brother Brown's message made a denomination out of what he
called.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And to come forth and say the word don't come to nobody but a prophet. Now the word talk about you were in ignorance. And he said, but now it's different. Now God is sending a word to us. God's laying a word in that's been laying in there for many years. Years ago, I heard about the prophet God sent to this earth. And began to associate with the people that followed the prophet. Hallelujah. And I was preaching that God will perfect the saints by a fivefold ministry.
Mulungu afikisa kungwiro oyera ntima kudzera mu utumiki usanu.
Amen. And as I was preaching that, many men began to say, Brother Ben, the word don't come to nobody but prophet.
And I'm bila manena kuti mbale Ben kwa mawa mulungu samapira kwa wina aliyesi.
Amen. I would say, show it to me in the book. Hallelujah. Where is that in the Bible? He says that we would be perfected by a fivefold ministry. Where is one single scripture says the word don't come to nobody but a prophet? I would say, read it to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, that's what the prophet said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they said, you can't preach that in our church, that the fivefold ministry is
going to
perfect the saints. But I've been preaching that for many years before I heard the prophet. Hallelujah. I started preaching in the
50s.
I started preaching before the church ages was preached by the prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We were in ignorance on many things and had an excuse to be in ignorance. Amen. I want you to think about that. We had an excuse to be in ignorance. Because God hadn't revealed the seven church ages yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when the seven church ages was revealed, the time of ignorance were over with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
have no more shield. Yes, one of the so you didn't get a minute of a
many other things, such as the white horse rider.
As in Zambiri, Monga, Agavaro.
That's spoken of under the first seal.
As many as we are going to put you in the Zoyama.
At many times, we thought that was the early church going forward.
And
Brother Brown said he taught the same thing.
Amen.
But then the Lord opened the seventh seal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Brown said this Bible became a new book to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We could no longer be ignorant and have an excuse for being ignorant.
Amen.
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 We can be in ignorance and God's blessings still be upon us.
And then if you look at the color mumbuli, come on, mumbuli, come on,
to a point.
Figure out what I'm here, so.
But when God comes down and reveals and makes plain to us, we have no more.
But many here, because I'm aware of someone who's chulula wife, then I'm someone who's my cousin.
He said we got appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account.
Yeah, when I put it, I live one, I'm going to get you through.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So when the seals were open, we have no more excuse.
When the church age is preached, we have no more excuse to be ignorant of.
When the church age is preached, we have no more excuse to be ignorant
of.
When God sent a message and called us out of denomination, we have no more excuse to stay in that.
When Mulungu anatulusa anduange kuzipembezo, ife palibeso jodi dikanila kuzipembezo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he told us what it was.
He
says it's a pagan religious system. And says, come out of her, my people. Amen. Now we can't be in and have an excuse for being in. Early on, when Brother Brown began to preach, he said he sent over 2 million souls into the assemblies of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then he preached about the serpent seed. Then he preached a heavenly eternal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He said they wrote him a letter and said, we'll no longer have anything to do with your ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. God was bringing us out of ignorance. We were Gentiles. And we are Gentiles. Amen. And we lived in ignorance and had an excuse for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In our ignorance, trying to do the best we could. Even when we were wrong. God winked at our ignorance and blessed us. But so he said when he sends light, we have no more skills. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. I preached before the church ages was preached. And when the church agent were preached and made known, I had to adjust my teaching.
So
when
over many members started doing it, imam bakwane kila ine so when the number food hama malaliki bianga.
Otherwise, God wouldn't hold me unaccountable.
Yes, so when the number kumapida kunyumba kumaka ona maremba.
Because I was no better, and I had to walk in the light of the truth.
Jifuga ni mani na kuti indika.
yambe kuyenda mukuwala sopano mwachoonadi.
There's a gospel, there's salvation that God has sent us.
Ndiye pali uthenga umene Mulungu atitumizira umene uli ndi chipulumutso chenicheni.
There's deliverance he has sent us.
Kuwombola kumene iye watitumizira kuti tikawomboledwe.
And he sent the mind of Christ right down among us.
Ndiye iyeyo anatumiza lingaliro lenileni la Khristu mwa ife.
And he's baptizing us into the body of Christ. Ndipo
watibatiza ife mu thupi lake la Khristu.
So that pulls our clothes away.
Ndiye zimene zonse matichotsera ife chovala chathu.
We have no more excuse to be ignorant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We're to stand before him spotless.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We're to be clothed in fine linen, clean and white. We've become the wife of the Son of God. The word of God says his wife has made herself ready. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he became sin for us. That we could become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's been sending more and more light along our way. And he's still sending more light along our way. Now that word light means understanding of the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the church age was taught, and he showed us what that system was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we have no more excuse to stay in the
house.
God, stop winking at our ignorance then and required us to walk in the light of the word.
Amen.
When the seals were open, we had no more excuse to believe certain things about the word. We know now that white horse rider with the first seal is in Christ, that it went forth to personalize, impersonating Christ. And as the devil looked at Christ's true church, he created him one like unto what Christ had. And it became a denominational system. And God said, let the wheat and tares grow together. Until harvest time. And at harvest time, he'll send a message, come out of her, my people. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we can no longer stay in and be justified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God blessed me abundantly while I was in Pentecostal denomination. Amen. God blessed me abundantly while I was baptizing the people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Mulungu ananidalisa kwambiri nthamene ndimabatiza anthu mudzina la Atate ndi la Mwana ndi la Mzimu Woyera.
But then one day somebody gave me a little track, a little book.
Koma tsiku lina wina wake ndipasaine kabuku kakang'ono ka track.
It says, have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what this fellow talking about here. Doesn't he know the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is the way to be baptized? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I read it. And it pointed me to the Word. It pointed me to Acts 2:38. Repent, every one of you.
and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It pointed me to Acts
19.
Where Paul baptized the converts in the name of the Lord Jesus. And he said there's not one single incident after Pentecost. Where anyone was baptized except in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That was like walking in
darkness.
Hallelujah. Amen. God had winked at my ignorance up to this time. God wasn't holding me accountable up to this time. But here he came and laid truth in my lap. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What was I to do about it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I did like those disciples in Acts 19. I got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the system I was in, which was the Church of God, denomination. Hey amen. They said we can no longer have you in our church anymore. So they took my name off the roll. They did me a big favor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Well, God is still revealing truth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He still tells us to walk in the light of the Word. He still willing when we walk in the light of the Word, the blood cleanses
us.
The Word says that we walk in the light as He's in the light.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses all sins and we have fellowship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's a constant walking in the light of the Word, and the light still shining brighter and brighter until the perfect day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, as I saw God sent this seventh church age messenger, I found in the Word where it says, "Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet." Hallelujah.
Amen.
I began to look in the Word, and here was that man on the scene. Hallelujah. I walked in the light of that Word. Hallelujah. Amen. But then, after God took him off the scene, hallelujah. People that followed the message begin to do like all the other denominations. They began to take statements that applied only to him.
So, Bano, I remember Kudenga,
amen. And tried to apply it to all of us. Amen.
Amen.
Because there is no such scripture in the New Testament says the Word come only to the prophet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We gotta look for it in the Word. Where's it at? Read the New Testament.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Read what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4.
Amen.
Amen. So I was being rejected by the followers of the message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I began to pray, Lord, show me the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paul said, now him that you're ignorant of, I'm going to declare him unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said to those Gentile people, he said, many of you, you're altogether too suspicious. He said, but I want to declare someone to you. I come today to declare one unto you. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He's still alive. He's still walking among us.
Yeah,
he lives within us. Amen. The scriptures in him, we live, move, and have our being. We're baptized into his body by one spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. First, he baptize us with the Holy Ghost to lead us and to guide us into all truth. But while we're just baptized with the Holy Ghost, we're still pressing towards a time being baptized into his body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's three baptisms.
Yes.
The first baptism is water baptism. That's done by the ministry. Then the Lord baptizes you with the Holy Ghost to give you personal leadership. And as we get to one mind of Christ, he baptizes us into the body of Christ.
Amen.
And in the body of Christ, there's one mind and one mouth. We all speak the same thing. We all believe the same thing. We all look into Jesus, the author of
Christian
faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So as I was preaching the word of God,
amen.
I was preaching God's going to use a fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints. God
don't
give us apostolic leadership. Amen. They would always say, Brother Howard, but the word don't come to nobody but a prophet.
Brother Howard.
Hallelujah. Well, the word of God says in about 12 or 13 places, Paul said, I am the apostle. When he would write a letter, he would address the apostle Paul to this group or that group. When he wrote in Romans 11, chapter 13, verse, he said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles. He didn't say I'm the prophet. He said I'm the apostle. Peter was the apostle to the circumcision, which was the apostle to the Jews.
Amen.
That's found in Galatians chapter 2. So when you read all those places in the Word of God where it says that the apostle wrote the Word, how God led the apostles, hallelujah, there was 12 of them to Israel. But he sent the apostle Paul to introduce a bride to Christ. In Galatians chapter 2, it brings Peter and Paul, the apostle to the uncircumcision, the apostle to the circumcision. Galatians chapter 2.
Galatians chapter 2, I'm going to say, kwa awa oduridwa komaso Paulo kukhala mtumwe kwa osaduridwa.
So we get the truth of the word of God, we see how when the gospel left Christ,
asomana pamene tukuona chona ndi cha Mulungu tukuona mmene uthenga umene Kristo anausiya.
It came right down through Paul on the day of Peter on the day of Pentecost. Then when God reached over and included us Gentiles into the plan, God raised up a special apostle, the Apostle Paul to the Gentiles. And in 2 Corinthians 11:2, hallelujah, he said, I have engaged you or espoused you as a chest virgin.
I present you to Christ.
So the picture that began to emerge from the Word of God here is that there was 12 apostles to the Jews. And there was one that God raised up just for the Gentiles. There began to be two slants here. Peter slanted to the Jews. Paul slanted to the Gentiles. Amen.
Amen.
The Jews are called the brethren.
Oh, yes.
And the Gentiles are called his wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I love my brethren. I'm talking about my natural brothers. Hallelujah. Amen. But my wife is more special. Amen. She's become bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh and spirit of my spirit. Hallelujah. She got the same mind I've got. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I love my brothers. But there's a wedding taking place. Amen. Marriage to Christ is happening. And it's a Gentile bride doing it. God called out of Israel a group that's called the brethren. They're living reign with Christ here in the millennium into Jerusalem. In Matthew's 19th chapter,
Matthew chapter 19,
Peter asked, said, Lord, we've forsaken all and followed thee, what shall we have
there?
Hallelujah. He said, you that have done this, you 12. He said, you'll sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Alright, that's a slant to Israel, see? But then God struck Paul down with a mighty light on the way to Damascus. Amen. He was ignorant. He was in darkness. He knew not what he was doing. But God struck him down with a mighty light. Hallelujah. Said, Paul, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You'll call out the people for my name.
Amen.
Amen. And as the church went forth, Paul tried to work with the apostles at Jerusalem. Hallelujah. It didn't work out for Paul. They had to lay him down the wall in a basket. They said, Paul, you go to the Gentiles. And when Paul was sent away, the church had rest and it multiplied and grew. That was the Jewish church.
Mm-hmm.
Then Paul went out among the Gentiles. And he wrote 14 books here that's specifically for the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's 14 books that Paul wrote for you Gentiles. And it's to get a bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the introduce a girl. It's to introduce a virgin to Christ. It's to engage a virgin to Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's his wife. But as Eve listened to the old serpent, got sidetracked. Hallelujah. She fell away. And God let go through seven church ages. Hallelujah. Amen. But he promised to bring us back again in the last days. And during that seven church age, we were in ignorance. We made all kind of denominations. There's many hundreds of denominations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when God got ready to bring us back to the Word, He picked up a man that wasn't associated with denominations. He picked up a man and put the spirit of Elijah, an Old Testament prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came forth and he stood as one man. And he says, the word come only to the prophet. That was to identify his spirit from an Old Testament age. As long as Brother Brown was here on the scene, it was perfectly right for him to say the word come only to the prophet. Because that's the way it happened in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. God had the spirit of Elijah upon him, an Old Testament type prophet. Hallelujah. God isolated one man and said, get back to the Bible. He called us our denomination back to the Bible. Amen. Now let's go to the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. God will no longer wink at our ignorance. We worship God in so many different ways. In diverse kinds of superstition. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God just winked at our ignorance, knowing there would come a day He would restore it back.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I was ignorant of how the word fit. Where they would say the word don't come to nobody but the prophet, I didn't know how to place
it.
Because what I was reading in the New Testament said the apostles, not prophets. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I said, Lord, I've been in ignorance too long. I need an answer from you. Man can't give me this answer. You've got to give it to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in the later part of 1969, Amen. I've closed myself up in the room.
And
I began to fast and pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I began to fast and pray and read the word and listen to tapes. Amen. Drinking only water, no food. For 40 days and 40 nights. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then on the 38th day of that fast, there came a voice into the room.
Hallelujah.
And that voice said he was an Old Testament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was an Old Testament type. And God began to point me to the scripture. In the Old Testament scripture, the word of God came to Isaiah. The word of God came to Jeremiah. The word of God came to Amos. And different ones in the Old Testament, the word of God came to that prophet. And the Lord said, look to the New Testament, see how it is now.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. The boy said he was an Old Testament type prophet.
Amen.
But he operated in the New Testament age. Hallelujah. Amen. So I wrote the little book in 1970. It's entitled An Old Testament Prophet Come to a New Testament Age. And it explains thoroughly how that in the Old Testament God did send a prophet. The word came to that prophet. He pointed me to the word of God. And said, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. He said, I'm going to put that Old Testament spirit upon a man. And although he's in the New Testament, he's going to speak like an Old Testament prophet. Hallelujah.
Had
the answer. Praise God.
Amen.
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 God sent an Old Testament type prophet to call us out of denomination. Then he told us, go back to the Bible. And when we go back to the Bible, we see it was an apostolic message, not an Old Testament. The word came to the apostle, not the prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You read the New Testament, 13, 14 books there.
Amen.
Amen. As Paul preached the word, I believe it's about 16 or 17 times, he announced his office as being an apostle. Amen. Not one time did he say, I'm a prophet. Now, who did the New Testament come to for the Gentile bride? It came to the Apostle Paul.
Amen.
Amen. He wrote the New Testament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So therefore, I had to walk in the light of the Word. I could no longer be an ignorant. He wouldn't wink at my ignorance anymore.
So Bano did a calabemburi yeos menes or sugar and the silly magazines.
The very day that voice came into the room said he was an Old Testament prophet. Hallelujah. After that day, if I quoted that and say that's what's happening now, God wouldn't even wink at it anymore. He commanded me to walk in the light of the Word. Hallelujah. So if we're a New Testament church today, living in New Testament times, then there's a New Testament word for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now God had something in heaven that he wanted to bring to earth. And he wanted to use that spirit of an Old Testament type prophet to do it. He isolated one man. And he revealed the seven seals to that one man. It finished up that mystery of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which related to the seven church ages. And since God used that one man with the spirit of Elijah upon him, he operates just exactly like an Old Testament prophet. He stood out there and the word came to that prophet and the seven seals are open now. God took him off the scene. And he said, go back to what Paul preached. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Amen.
So therefore, we got a word here. Paul had a message to introduce us to Christ.
Paulo analina utenga wotilumikizisa ife kwa Kristu.
Word calling engaging us to Christ.
Mawa kunena kuti kutilumikizisa ife kwa Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
Depending on what translation you're using.
Zilibe kanthu kuti kumasulira kwanu kwati.
Amen. It's like a spouse, King James said. He espoused
kupalisidwa ubwenzi.
You know the words he introduced the girl to Christ.
Hallelujah.
And he thought he would be here when the marriage took place. Amen. That's what the mystery of God was about. Paul had a little book in his hand, preaching the word. When the church began to fall away, God took the apostle home. Seal that book up with seven seals. It stayed in glory for the seven church ages. Then he used an Old Testament type prophet to open those seals. And the mighty angel brought it back down to earth, Revelation 10. Hallelujah. That mighty angel being Christ. Hallelujah. And then the voice of authorization spoke from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God says in Revelation 10:8, I heard a voice speak again from heaven.
Chapter 10, verse 8.
And it says, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the mighty angel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That picks right up, lays on the prophetic part of Paul's message. Amen. By this time, God set the apostolic office back in church. Amen. To finish out the marriage of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul engaged the bride to Christ. Being that apostle to the Gentile. Now she is being
married to Christ by apostolic ministry in this hour.
Yeso pano wakwatiwa kwa Kristi tu munthawi noso ya utumwa.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And as we've come to this part, we can no longer be ignorant.
So pano tikafika mugawo ili ife sitingakhaleso mbuli anthu osadziwa.
God, when we can't ignorance anymore.
So pano mulungu salegelela sombuli wathu.
And God calls everything contrary to word your superstition.
So pano mulungu amachitchula china chini chonse chimene
When we look at the little book in heaven, in the 5th chapter of Revelation, is that word that was sealed up in Paul's day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was that prophetic part of Paul's message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Glory to God. Amen. He brings it back to earth, Christ does. Once the 7 seals taken off of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There in heaven, it says, whose word is to take the book? John said, I looked everywhere. I couldn't find anybody worthy. But then one of the elders said, weep not, John.
But
the line of the tribe of Judah has prevailed.
We'll
take the book and open the seal. John saw a bloody lamb walk out. Seven eyes and seven horns, which typifies the blood applied in the 7th church age. He came and took the book. And we find Christ bringing it back to earth. Christ in the spiritual form come to earth. And Christ's spiritual form coming to earth is the body that we're baptized
into.
We're the physical members of that body. Paul laid it in that so clear for
him.
He said, ye are the body of Christ. And members in particular. So what happened? The Spirit of Christ come down. We're baptized into
him.
Then we got the mind of Christ. Then we got the mouth of Christ. And God looks down from heaven. And he tells John, go take the little book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now here's the people in earth worthy to take the book.
Hallelujah.
Now watch. There was no one worthy except the Lamb. Amen. The Spirit of Christ, the Lamb of God, came to earth. And by one Spirit, we're baptized into that body. We're members of that body. So God looked down in heaven, he don't see us, he sees Christ.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says to the bride, amen, which has become his wife, go take the little book. Amen. Eat it up.
Said
be bitter in you.
sweeten your mouth, but bitter in your stomach.
Yeah, when you know when you mean a karalokoma come on, come on, it's our me pop.
He said, with you, then you got the message that Paul
preached.
Not just the letter, but the prophetic part of that message. Where Paul speaks, and we become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit. He has joined to the Lord one spirit now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then
we eat the little book. We can only eat it when we're married to Christ. See, we become one with Christ. 2 years ago, over in Tahiti's.
Yes.
This country.
Yes.
I preach the message. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Your spirit and God's the same.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which means you can no more be lost than he can be lost. Which means that you can no more die than he can die. Which means you can no more have sin than he's got sin. He that is born to God does not commit sin. Because the seed remains in you and you cannot sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about the inner person here now. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Because God don't charge sin against us when we're walking the line. Hallelujah. If we're walking in the light as he's in the light, there is no sin. Because God is light and in him is no darkness or sin at all. So when he looks down, see we're baptized into the body of Christ. We become one with him. We become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And Paul said, ye have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. God
Amen.
Looks down and sees us as the wife of the Lamb. He said, go eat the book now. Amen. And when you eat the book, he said, prophesy again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Brown said, the bride will keep still till she got thus saith the Lord. But when you got the mind of Christ, you got thus saith the Lord for our time period.
Yeah,
Amen. So you see, God has moved it on now. In the days of Paul, he said, you go to the Gentiles to get a Gentile bride. He said to Peter, you all go to the Jews and preach to the Jews.
11th
chapter of the book of Acts.
Chapter 11,
the Bible says that the apostles went everywhere preaching the word, but to none but Israel, the Jews only. They preached only to the Jews.
Then here's
a man preaching mostly only to the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As the Son of Man was revealed again in this hour through Brother Brown.
There
came a man immediately after Brother Brown's death.
From
right there in Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Jefferson,
hallelujah. His name is Raymond Jackson. Hallelujah. Almost every sermon he preached about Israel.
Ah, pafubi fubi utenga wena ulonse yo umene yamalalikira amalalikira za.
Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Brown said there's another part that he'll seal.
Mbale blana mamena kuti pali gawo lina la chizindikizo.
It was time for it to be revealed in his day.
Timene sichiza ululida munthawi yake.
Hallelujah. But he sent a man, Raymond Jackson, he cleared that latter part that fifth seal up.
Koma sabana natumiza mbale amene mbale Raymond Jackson amene ana chiulula chimene.
He didn't open it. It was open under Brother Brown's message.
Sabana iya mantenga mutenga wa mbale Branham
omwe. But Brother Brown said there's two parts of it. The first part was those Jews killed in the Second World War.
Mbale Branham wanaku ni pali magawa awili gawo lina loyamba la nkhondo la chiwili ya yaikulu.
It was told to those Jews that were killed, you rest a little season. Because there's another persecution coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, Brother Jackson took in almost every sermon to preach on Israel, just like Peter did. Amen. There's a ministry in this hour that stands to get you married to Christ as a Gentile wife.
Debali utenga munthawi yathu ino amene kuna kuti tikwakiwe ifeyo ndithu kwa Khristu tu.
As I was two leading apostles in the early day,
monga mmene panali atumwe awili munthawi imene yoyamba,
God has repeated again in this hour.
Mulungu wazibwelezesanso munthawi ino.
Hallelujah. Amen. He started by letting us know Brother Brown was Old Testament type.
Iyeyo anayambira kuduza ifeyo kuti mbale Branham anali ngati mmeneri wakuchipangano chakale.
And from Brother Brown's message, I dropped two streams of revelation.
Yes, so far we talking about Brother Branham. So far no, mafumbulutso amene akubwera awili.
One stream of revelation cleared up what's going to happen to Israel.
So far I'm going to gawo loyamba la mafumbulutso ya kutuza za zimene zidzachitike ku Israel.
And fit Peter's ministry to the T.
Yes, man, it's also kugwira na ndi utumiki wa Petro.
And from another stream, it goes strictly to the Gentile.
Yes, so far I'm going to gawo linali so far.
Hallelujah. We realize the Jews are our brethren. They're part of us. But it's the wife I'm concerned about.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. He said, but I'm going to send the light and then you'll be responsible to walk in the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We'll walk in the light. Go ahead. Amen. Amen. Thank you today for giving me your teacher. Thank you for inviting me in to speak with you. I thank God for you. Paul said, you're in my heart to live and die. Amen. We're part of one another. We're all members of the bride of Christ. Amen. There's no color in the bride of Christ. Black, white, or whatever, yellow. Amen. When he looks at the Holy Ghost, we're all the same. All he sees is Christ. All he sees is Christ. And you're a member of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Now do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, bless this congregation, Lord. Bless the pastor. Bless all the workers and attendants of this church. Lord, may they claim their position as the wife of Christ.
For
John says the marriage of the Lamb is come.
And his
wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be clothed in fine linen, which is the righteousness of the
saints.
Father, I thank you for each one now. Bless each one we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Zenda.
I'm going to get a little bit.